Thank you all for joining us. Good afternoon, and I am truly pleased to be here with colleagues who feel very strongly about our environment and conservation of our forests. We're all honored to be here with Dr. Goodall, who is both famous but also powerful with regard to everything she has done in her life to promote the protection of our environment and the encouragement of others to work in those areas. And we really are pleased that you would join us. And this legislative process is probably different than a scientific one that you have been accustomed to, but it is important that we actually merge those efforts so that we can move thoughtfully in how we move forward with our environment. Also pleased to be joined by Carl Ross, who's the founder and director of Save America's Forests. Carl, thank you for being here. Brent Blackwelder is president of Friends of the Earth and served as an environmental advocate in the nation's capital. It says over 30 years. That's a long and important service to our nation. And then Dennis Schweda, who's from New Jersey's Sierra Club, and it's good that you would join as well to be here today. We're really talking about a simple message. There's 191 million acres in our national forests, rainforests from Alaska to the cypress groves and swamps of Florida. And we think these should be managed for more than a single value, that is their timber value. They ought to be managed for wildlife, water, recreational purposes. They ought to be thoughtfully managed in a scientific context. And I don't think you would find any of us particularly happy with how we are actually dealing with our forests these days and timber production. And our practices have been often more destructive than they've been constructive or conservative. There's plenty of clear-cut forest cutting. We have examples that we'll show around that are really indicative of what I think is devastatingly bad forest management principles. And we have often gone into clear-cutting procedures and then in turn gone to single-species replacements or tree farms as the next step afterwards. A lot of us find that very hard to put together with a view of proper forest management or what is good for our the diversity of biodiversity of our earth. The result of this is that we have, in fact, just a sliver of ancient forests left in the United States, and we feel strongly we need to do everything we can to protect that as we go forward. And as you know, there's a big debate about roadless areas in this country, and it's very much a kissing cousin to the issue that we're talking about with ancient forests, and it's one that needs to be addressed. What we're asking for is a balanced approach to make sure that we think about more than one use and to think about